Welcome to the Live Lean Success Podcast, the place where top entrepreneurs, CEOs, and champions around the world share their spectacular breakthroughs and wins through optimized living. We'll go behind the scenes to uncover the specific systems and proven strategies these successful individuals practice to create an extraordinary life, dominate their industry and competition, while achieving amazing results for themselves and their clients. Here's your host, Ben Yeo.
Hello there, it's Ben here. Super excited today. I have me, Miss Sheila Samivelu. Now, if you're in the running scene in Malaysia, you most probably recognize her since she's always on the podium. One of the fastest female runners, Sheila currently holds the national record for a half marathon with a time of 1 hour and 24 minutes, along with countless title wins under her belt. Now, even so, she remains very humble and down to earth. Today, she's going to be sharing with us some of her experience, running tips and strategies, which I'm sure you'll definitely benefit from. All right, let's get started. Here, I have with me a special guest, Sheila Samivelu. You will know her if you're in the running scene. But for those who are not familiar, probably you can just share a little bit on your story on how you started running, or when you started running, and how, what inspired you and what made you continue to run still at this very moment.
Okay. So, hello, hi. My name is Sheila Samivelu. Currently, I'm based in Kuala Lumpur. Been running since I'm 5 years old, and now I think it's already more than 31 years already. I've been into running. So, my passion is more to long distance running, and now concentrating more on road races. Before this, I more to track event.
Okay. Yeah. Personally, for you, what do you find most rewarding thing about running?
Rewarding thing, I think it's a passion. First, it's a patience. And so when you are into running, it's like you make yourself more disciplined. And then you are more determinations. Doesn't matter in work or in your life. And when it's a positive vibration. It's a positive vibration for yourself. Because when you are doing more running, and you automatically you become more disciplined. And you always be in a very positive world. And you don't give up easily. So I think that it makes me more stronger.
Okay. And in your years of running, what do you think, like for runners, any misconception in terms of running long distance?
Yeah, a lot. Okay, I have a few friends, some of my Indian friends, still asking me, hey, still running, is it? When are you going to stop? But for those people, just I want to share something, because normally I will say that, why not you just start running? Because nobody can stop you for what you are doing now. Yeah. Because when we like it, we will be doing. And I think I'm not wasting my time in some other way. Yeah. But I'm utilizing my time in a very good way. So to those people, you know, this kind of, you know, negative remarks, sometimes I do get also.
Yeah.
But I try to avoid it, and I'm not thinking too much about that. So to those friends, I am still good with them, but sometimes I will just let them know that, you know, please do not demotivate me.
Uh-huh.
If you cannot encourage me,
yeah,
just stay away.
Yeah.
But don't ever ask me when I'm going to stop running. Because one day you will start running when you get, you know, this kind of disease, you know.
Yeah.
So better don't ask this kind of questions. Normally that's what I will tell to my friends.
Okay. It's quite interesting. Just like what you mentioned, like some people kind of demotivate or demoralize or affect you when you're running and stuff. And how do you find the motivation? Like what motivates you, or anyone who inspires you, like during the days when you feel like, you know, you feel off, you feel tired, or you don't feel like running? How do you overcome this?
Yeah, disabled people. Okay, so I think whenever I come for training, I look at the disabled people, okay, you people are training and do their workout. So I always ask myself, I'm a very, you know, a normal person, you know, I have legs, I have, you know, hands, you know, I can run. But why we don't want to, you know, utilize our strength? Those people, they don't have disabled, but they still, you know, won the medals for country. So these people are really, really inspired me. So whenever I feel like I'm tired, these people will come to my mind. I say, no, I have to do it. Because when I look at them, when they run 100 meters, I cannot.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they can, I should be can also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the big motivation now that I'm having.
Okay. Now you say you're concentrating more on like 10Ks and half marathons, right? So how old were you when you first completed your first half marathon?
Half marathon, I think I've completed at the age of 19. Mm-hmm. I still remember I ran in Lumut. I took about 1 hour 55 minutes, I think, to complete the half marathon. And next day, I cannot walk also.
Well, even that is a fast time for your first half marathon.
Yeah, it was fast. I don't know, because that time I was under my personal coach. His name is Coach Nordin. So I'm still keeping touch with him. He's from Johor Bahru and he's still coaching our Johor team. So I was under him and he brought all of us to Lumut to do a half marathon. And it was a very challenging half marathon. By that time, I didn't focus or target any personal best. I just ran because I just wanted to complete my race. But after the run, I was like, no, muscle sore, you know, it's very exhausted, you know, etc.
Okay. Right now, since you are more experienced in the running, right, after so many years, so do you mind describing, like, how do you train? Okay, let's say, which you prefer, maybe describe a little bit on how you train for your half marathon. Okay. Like, how do you prepare mentally, physically, like, what distance or frequency do you cover in a week? Or how long before the event that you prepare, how many months before?
Okay, for half marathon, if let's say I register, I sign up any of the half marathon, so they will notify you in a few months, right, before the race. So we have started to practice today. Uh-huh. So we started to practice, when I say started to practice, means I try to cover the endurance. For 21 kilometer, it's not like last time. Last time we run very slow pace, but now like 21 kilometer is like equivalent to 10 kilometer. Uh-huh. We have to do a very fast pace. Fast pace means is we have to run below 4, you know, for you to catch this 1:24. Uh-huh. When I did in half, when I did for Sunway Saturday Karat Marathon, it was like very fast race. Mm-hmm. You cannot slow your pace. Uh-huh. If you slow your pace, you know, the time will run. Okay. So you have to run fast. So the first thing is to do a very good half marathon. Endurance is very important.
Okay.
So without endurance, even though you are fast or elite runner, you can't finish your half marathon. Okay. That is a very important. The second thing, strength. Because when you have enough endurance, but if you don't have strength, means then you cannot go. Mm-hmm. So because after 15 kilometer, after a few kilometers, your body or your legs will be start to shake. Really.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So you must have a very strong strength body workout for you to able sustain after 15 kilometer, because like myself, mm-hmm. I can do a 15 kilometer easily, 12 kilometer easily, but after that it's a big challenge for
me.
So to perform more good, so you have to do more strength workout. Okay. And then you can incorporate some speed workout in your training. Mm-hmm. That also depends on your body. It's not just 200 meter or 300 meter. You just, you know, a big striding, I think you can able to do already. But endurance and some, you know, strength training is very important for runners.
Okay. You would say it's a combination of like endurance training, running, and also some
strength
workouts in combination. So in terms of frequency, how often do you run in a week?
Every day I will do my training, except competition, a day before the competition, and after the competition will be my rest day. But it depends on my body also, because running is not my full-time job.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm working, and then after that I have to go for my training. Okay, what training that I'm gonna do today is depends how good is my body for that day.
Okay. How do you feel that day itself?
Okay. If like I feel very fatigued or I feel very tired that day, so then I will be change my training to a very light, easy run. You know, some full run, some long run. Okay. If I feel like today is the day for me to do some workout, then I will do my workout. I always listen to my body.
All right.
That is my main.
Okay. So there's no like you don't have like a specific. Let's say you set in advance if. Today you're gonna do this. Tomorrow you're gonna do this. You kind of adjust as you how you feel.
Sometimes I will adjust. Okay, because like let's say if today if I say okay today is my workout, I try to do workout today. Mm-hmm. But if let's say it's raining or you can't do the workout, then we will postpone to the tomorrow. And then tomorrow training, then we will do it today.
Okay.
Like long run or what easy run, and then we will cover today. And then tomorrow morning we will do like workout, or tomorrow evening then we will do workout. Then we try to change according to the environment and according to the body.
Okay. All right. One of the things that we as a normal runners, like we
we are always interested to find out, like, especially like you mentioned earlier a little bit, like when you get fatigued, you kind of think of like the disabled people that push and motivates you. And like for us also, like we kind of wonder, because when we feel tired, a lot of funny things go through our mind. But for you personally, like when you're doing a 10 or 21K, what actually goes through your mind when you're running?
I think nowadays, all eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Yeah.
So whenever, before I go for competition, people started to talk about me. Like, the day I want to do my Standard Chartered Calmathon, I was really very, very tension. You know, you can ask my sister. Yeah. One day, I didn't talk to anybody also. I was like, you know, can I run 124? Can I run 124? You know, I would keep on telling, keep on asking myself. Then everyone like, can, just, you know, just do it. So that makes me more tension and faster.
Okay.
I think people's, you know, when people talk about you, people think about you. Oh no, Sheila is coming. Sheila is running. You know, some of the organizer call and check with me. Okay, are you coming? Are you signed? Did you sign up? You know, these kind of things, you know, makes me like, no, you better you complete. You know, better you finish the race. Something like that. Like today, I didn't expect, but they, you know, they mentioned me in their speech. They say, okay, this second time, we are very honored to have you. You know, this kind of things, you know, makes you like, you know, whatever it is, also please do your training and finish the race.
Kind of push you to, to go faster.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned about the Standard Chartered. That's where you set the national record, right, of 124. Well, on the day of the big race, you said you're kind of feeling like tension and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So,
what I did?
What you did? Like, you have any expectations, or you did anything? Like, you have a ritual or anything that you do, like, on the race itself?
Because that was my first half marathon for Standard Chartered Kenya Marathon. So I never test the route also before this. So what I did, I saw the video, because they have the video for 21 kilometer route. So I studied the route. Okay, let's say they told me, okay, Akle is one of the very challenging part. So then I know, okay, from 9 kilometer to 13 kilometer is Akle, 4 kilometer. For 4 kilometer, you have to run on Akle highway. So after that, after you come down from Akle highway, you have another challenge, which is the Parliament. Parliament is the biggest challenge. So you must read. You must read. But I know the first 8 kilometer will be very flat road. It's a KLCC pavilion area. So shouldn't be any problem for you. So, but after that is a problem, you know, for you. Like Standard Chartered Kenya Marathon, the body is not a very good condition for your, because, you know, girls always have this, you know, this problem, so that is the day for me, actually.
Oh, that's a day for you. Okay.
So I just pray to God, please finish the race, and after that, if anything happens, there is no problem.
Yeah.
But God is great. So after I run my 21 kilometer, after I did my doping test, it's my period.
Oh.
So that's the reason why I feel very stressed. But on Saturday, I cook my own food. I eat, I just stay in the house. So, but I did everything by myself. You know, I cannot sleep also.
Mm-hmm.
How to sleep, right?
Yeah.
So cannot sleep also. Just 2-3 hours sleep, and then get up, and then wash and everything. Bathe, you know, go for race. So then after the race, the body also not so okay. Then after that, I recovered.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. So
these
are like one of your, I would say, greatest or proud moments.
Yeah,
But do you have any times or occasions that, like in races or any times that you were disappointed with your results, and how do you overcome it and come back stronger?
I don't get disappointment. Usually, you know why? Because whenever I go for a race, and then if let's say somebody overtook me or what, but I always proud of myself, because, you know, I'm not a full-time. I always remember, okay, my opponent is a full-time runner. Okay, so I'm a full-time.
Yeah.
I'm going to work and I train, and I am not in being the podium, that is a proud for me.
Yeah.
So why I need to be disappointed?
Okay.
So that's the reason why I will be very cheerful. I say, it doesn't matter, when you win, the best people win.
Yeah.
So you train hard, you win the game.
Yeah.
So for me, I always try to be an elite competitor.
Okay.
That's why my father always say, if somebody is overtake me, it means that you cannot be champion every time or forever. So if somebody is overtake me, so it makes me you more stronger. So you want to be number one after this. So you put more effort.
Yeah.
So when you are number one, you are very in comfort zone. So you say, okay, now my I'm comfort zone, nobody can take over me, so you are very comfort zone. So I always try to run away from the comfort zone. So if anybody competitor, I always put someone to be as my competitor. So I have to train others so I can be the competitor.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Okay, I'm not going to take so much more time. So any final advice or tips for those beginners who's considering to do their first 5K or 10K run? Anything you might want to share with them?
Okay, for 5-kilometer runner beginners or 10-kilometer beginners, I would advise them for 3 months, just concentrate on endurance. Don't do anything. Don't do any workout or the speed. You know, people will say, do speed or don't ever do that. You are, as a beginner, you try to cover endurance. When I say endurance means, you can start with your easy run for 20 minutes. Just go for 20 minutes easy run after the stretch, warm down, you know, some drills. Okay, then after that, one day rest and then come back again the next day and you try to do a 30 minutes. Then after that, increase gradually to 40 to 45, 50 and then you stop at 1 hour.
Okay,
this is the endurance. So you must cover endurance for you to perform your strength training and workout. Because you know why I'm saying this? Because I have stopped running for 3 years. So when I stop running for 3 years, when I come back, people don't know who am I.
Yeah.
So they will be like, hey, who's this girl? Who's this girl? And people will be started to talk. But that I just did my 3 months training. I concentrated on my 3 months training. Then I come back after in my 4th month with a good result. Okay, I can win the race ready. So these 3 months, so for me, it's a 1 month enough for endurance because we are very professional runners. Yeah. So when we come back, we know. But for beginners, I will say that just concentrate on endurance.
Okay.
Do it, cover mileage slowly. You know, you can cover mileage in trail. Or sometimes if you're boring, go for field, track, road, do wherever you want, cover mileage first.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, Hila. Very inspiring and thanks for your time for sharing. Instead, I really appreciate you coming all the way to meet me after running your race today.
Anytime for you.
Okay, there you have it. Okay, thank you everyone. I hope you enjoy this interview with our one and only Hila. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Share this with your friends as well. Remember, visit www.leavelinsuccess.com and be a part of the conversation, where you'll be able to access all interview notes, gain relevant tips and success strategies for more optimized living. Thank you for listening and we'll see you in the next episode.